Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 639, Lighter Than Some, recorded live on July 19th, 2018. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are post-MLG New Orleans with some results to discuss. And not much else as far as official news. There is some community events going on that we're going to talk about. But first off, as we normally go through, let's take a look at the past community events and streams. So, starting off with GT and Fraggin' Fridays. What's the latest news?
We spent a lot of time in Warzone.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of been a flip of what it has been for the past couple of weeks.
Well, you know, honestly, our parties have been too large for pretty much any other matchmaking. And that's what people have been picking, so that's what we've been playing. We've actually been doing pretty good.
Very nice.
I think one game, Confel came up with like another 25 Marine kills.
Dang, Confel.
I don't know where he gets all these Marine kills, but they just keep showing up.
Hey, we need them. I think that's the one that's still at the very end there. So keep doing it. Thank you, Confel.
But no, we had a lot of fun. There was a minimal amount of betrayals.
Of course. I mean, what's Halo without betrayals, right?
You know, warthogs. People.
Fair enough.
You know, on top of rocks getting run over.
Wait. People on top of rocks getting run over by hogs? How does that happen?
Somebody got a little overexcited. And it wasn't me.
Was it someone that's in the stream chats right now?
No, actually, if I remember right, it was one of our randoms.
Oh, okay.
Before we got a full lobby, yeah.
Destiny Halo was thinking it could be Frog Butts.
Frog Butts had his moments.
Fair enough. Okay, cool. So a little bit of Warzone action, and we'll go over the current company commendations at the end of the show. As far as the other streams for me this week, I did do a stream on Sunday, although I forget which achievement I got. I only got one achievement, and then I started working on Halo 4 Solo Legendary, which I've been playing throughout this week, and I actually got the achievement for killing 1,000 crawlers.
It's a lot of crawlers.
It is. I wasn't even trying to go for it, but it just popped up last night, so I'm like, oh, that's cool. I will take that.
Yeah, I don't think you can. Well, I mean, you could if you wanted to go for that, you know, go for kill achievements, but you play the campaign enough, you're going to get them.
Right. What I see people do is go into Spartan Ops and do it that way for a lot of the kill stuff.
Yeah, I figure as many times as I go through the campaigns on them, I'll eventually get them.
And especially with the achievement Halo stuff, once you get to Halo 4, then you'll get all the Promethean ones, probably.
Well, at least on my main account, I haven't got them all yet.
Yeah, it'll just be a matter of time.
Yeah, we're working on it. I actually, over the weekend, busted out CE and played through a couple of levels of CE.
Very nice. For achievements or just to play?
Just to play. I was just playing on easy.
Hey, sometimes that's fine. Sometimes you just want to kick back and enjoy it, and that's a good way to do it. Before we move on to the next stream item, I looked up the achievement. It was Needs More Whammy Bar, and that's completing Regret with the Prophet Birthday Skull activated.
I recently got that one, too.
It's not a difficult one, and I used the Scarab Skull to go through it, and there were a lot of times I blew myself up.
Yeah, that Scarab Skull, you gotta watch.
It is a pain. And it has a big blast radius, too.
Mm-hmm. You gotta add, I forget what the skull is, but there's one skull that actually increases it.
Yes. I know what you're talking about. I don't remember what the skull is
called. And then you add Sputnik and Feather to it. And
I think Sputnik might be the one.
Ooh, it can get pretty crazy.
Yes. Yes, it can. I actually used the Sputnik skull, and there was another skull that you used to get the Scarab gun without the Banshee whenever I did it for Halo 2 Vista. And I actually got the Scarab gun achievement that way. Is it Cowbell?
Yeah, I think Cowbell.
Okay.
Sounds right. Increases sizes of the explosions.
What does Sputnik do? Is that the physics one?
It makes everything move, makes any environment, like boxes and stuff, easier to move. And then Feather makes them lighter.
Okay. That would make sense then.
It also, Sputnik's also makes it to where you can jump higher.
Oh. I wasn't aware of that.
Well, it makes the Spartan lighter too.
Ah.
And elites and jackals, all the characters as well. Marines. It's fun to watch Marines get launched across the map.
That's funny. Okay. On Tuesday, my wife and I began her run through of the Halo story, and we got through the first two missions of Halo CE, and she's enjoying it so far.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Granted, she has played those two maps before, and we did just restart for the stream's sake. So we'll have to see how these next two go, depending on how long it takes. But we streamed for about an hour and a half on Tuesday, and a lot of people were kind of surprised of how well she did. And I think that's a little bit of a testament to we got her started on Minecraft first, on how to kind of relearn the controller. And she used to play PlayStation games back in the day. She really liked Kingdom Hearts. So she has played on console before, and she's getting excited to get back into it. So it's just one of those things that's easing her through. We're playing on easy just for her to learn the story and to enjoy it. And then we'll see how adept she gets to kind of the feel of Halo.
Well, that's the way I started.
That's the way I started too. When I
first
got
my Xbox, first thing I did is I started playing through easy. I think I'd made two trips through the campaign on easy, and then I bumped it up to normal.
I think
then I just worked my way up to legendary.
I got my start on PC, and when I got Halo originally, I was already used to the mouse and keyboard. So I had a lot easier time playing on PC than when I bought my first console for Christmas 2007 and bought Halo 3. Was it 2007? Yeah. And I could not use the controller. I started off on normal, and I had to bump it down to easy for the campaign until I got better at using the controller. But it turned out really well, so she really enjoyed the two missions. We'll see if we can keep it up two missions at a time. We are probably going to just play through to the end of the summer when she starts teaching again, and we'll see what schedules look like to see if we can keep doing Tuesdays, or it might be every other Tuesday, depending on how busy or how tired she is. So
yeah,
she's really enjoying it, and thank you to everyone who came out. We are doing it on my channel right now because I don't have a setup to get the TV Xbox over to my PC to stream, so we were just using the Mixer built-in app, which goes to my personal Mixer account. So we're doing on my Duststorm account until I can actually get the setup done. And I got some stuff on Amazon that I'm going to be ordering, and that'll help me get it on the Podtacular channel eventually. So we got four different stream nights now every week, at least for the summer. We've got the podcast, which is happening now, Fragging Fridays, my achievement streams on Sundays, and then my wife playing through Halo campaign. And I think at one point we had 7 or 8 people watching at one time. Mending showed up, which I haven't seen Mending come over to a Podtacular stream in a long time. And a couple other people that I haven't seen over here either. Any support that you guys can give, it will be greatly appreciated. Those are going to be every Tuesdays at 7 for at least the summer. Again, we'll see how it goes whenever we move into the school year and we'll see how things flesh out then. And I think that's it for the community stream stuff that we had going on. On into the news stuff, which Laird asked what we're talking about tonight. We're just catching up on news. I'm going to be looking for people to have on next week and the subsequent week. So you'll see a tweet out from me probably tomorrow or Saturday asking for some folks to come on the show. But for the meantime, we've got HCS to recap from MLG New Orleans. And we've got a couple of community happenings going on that we'll talk about as well. So welcome on over. One of the events is for someone who just joined the chat a few minutes ago, who might know who they are. Going off on the MLG New Orleans, did you have a chance to watch any of this, GT?
No, I did not.
Okay. I was only able to watch Sunday. We had Harry Potter thing at the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra that we went to on Friday, and then Saturday she was out doing stuff with her parents, and then we were doing stuff around the house, getting ready for hosting people next week and doing housewarming stuff, so I didn't get a chance to watch then. And I also went out and caught Pokemon because there were special shinies for Saturday and Sunday only. There's that. But I did watch Championship Sunday. I watched the winner's bracket finals, the loser's bracket finals, and then the grand finals. And it's no surprise that Splice took the number one spot. Or it actually kind of is a little bit of a surprise if you looked at the game battles that was leading up to the finals. They were probably one of the least practiced teams on the new maps and game modes and the new movement mechanics, because there are a couple of them taken out for the 2018 season. But Splice took first for $100,000. And then Tox took second, taking home $50,000. And then Renegades and Trifecta took home the third and fourth place spot, followed by Reciprocity, Hitman, Elevate, and Berserker. Have to say, though, there was some interesting back and forth. There was a game of Oddball that was, I think, 150 to 67. There was a game of Strongholds that was 100 to 0.
Ooh.
There was a Slayer game that was 50 to 29. So Tox and Splice were all over the place as far as who was actually performing well on certain games. But Splice knocked Tox down to the loser's bracket. And then Tox completely just swept Renegades to go back to the grand finals. And Tox actually got a 4-0 in the first of two Game 7 series against Splice in the grand finals. And then Splice decided to show up, taking 4-2 in the second of 7. So it was all over the place.
Yeah. I have to admit, your excuses for not watching are better than mine. I was shampooing my carpet.
Hey, homeowner stuff. I get it, man.
No, not homeowner stuff. I couldn't stand the cat smell no more.
Homeowner stuff. Right?
Yeah, except I don't own my home. But anyway, no. But yeah, it's I was kind of keeping up with it on Twitter. But, you know, I wasn't paying real close attention. But I definitely knew who won.
Yeah, it's all over Twitter.
My notifications went ballistic.
I'm sure they did. So congratulations to Splice. They're still holding the number one spot 4 events in a row. I'll have to see what happens in London coming up here in, I believe, August. I think that's when that is. And that'll be an open event as well. The first open event for Halo outside of the US, which will be cool. That one is, I think, $100,000 in prize money. Yeah, I think the London one is $100,000. But the finals for the 2018 season were announced as well, and that's going to be taking place at DreamHack Atlanta at the Georgia World Congress Center, November 16th through the 18th, which is the Veterans Day holiday weekend. And that will be Also having a Halo 3 Master Chief Collection 2v2 tournament for another $10,000 on top of that. And they'll probably do the FFA like they did for this MLG event as well, which the FFA champion was King Nick, who's been on the finals for FFA for quite a while for some of the past events, and he finally was able to secure first place, followed by Fluriously, Queso, Skeptify, Courageous, and Pac-Man. So that's your MLG recap. You can get some more breakdowns over at the Bad at Halo show and HCS Pro Talk. They dive into the stats and the details a lot more so than we have the visibility into. And they watch this stuff as it's as almost if it was like a religion or something. So if you want some more details on every match and every lineup that happened during the weekend, then definitely check out those two podcasts because they'll fill you in on all the details. But that's the highlights for MLG so far. And the next event will be in London. And tickets for that go on sale tomorrow, July 20th. And that's all for the official Halo news. Community playlists, or the rotational playlist coming up for this next week, is Mythic Sniper Shoddy. So that's the Nornfangs and the what's the shotgun one? Why am I blanking?
Probably Blaze of Glory.
That's it. Thank you. That's going to be the new rotational playlist. So you have Community Slayer and the Mythic Shoddy Snipers taking place for this weekend, or I guess this week of the rotational playlist. So you can hop on into that. James Monosmith also tweeted out that the Halo shirt that they teased for, or that they revealed at SDCC, is now out on the Xbox Gear Store. So you can go and check that out. They have some other stuff on there. They have some gear stuff. They have some Fallout stuff, some Xbox-specific branding stuff. And James Miles Smith has been part of the Halo product team for quite some time, and he's taking his expertise to Xbox branding stuff as well. So if you're a huge Xbox fan, more so than just Halo, with some of the other games and other franchises that are specific to Xbox or Xbox featured are something that is of interest to you, then definitely check it out. If you just search Microsoft Xbox Gear, it'll take you to the store. I know there's a short link somewhere, but they have a bunch of t-shirts, hats, buttons, pins, patches, all kind of wearable stuff that you could want. So check it out. Xbox Live Gold is also available on sale right now through the Microsoft Store. It is 33% off, so it's normally $60 for a year of gold, and it is currently $40 for a 12-month Xbox Live Gold subscription through Microsoft. And if you're a person like me who doesn't like the auto-renewal thing, what you can do is buy the subscription. It'll extend your current subscription, and then you can just go into your account settings and cancel the recurring payment, and then you can wait for the next sale to come on, or there's usually other sales that happen through other vendors. I know in the past I've gotten $40 year subscriptions through Dell, through Newegg, Amazon sometimes. There's always a way to get cheaper Xbox Live than paying the full $60 every year.
Yeah, this last year I wasn't very attentive and my Xbox Live ran out and I couldn't find a deal to save my life. So I had to fork up the full $60. But yeah, I'm going to see if I can snag one of those for this year, because I believe my Live account is about expired, but I'm not sure.
Well, now's the perfect time for you to get a 33% off Xbox Live.
I will definitely be doing that.
Very nice. And I have been corrected. Thank you, Stream, for shouting it out. But it is the Oathsworn, not the Blaze of Glory, for the Mythic Shoddy Snipes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Blaze of Glory is a legendary. The Oathsworn is a mythic.
It will be the Nornfang and the Oathsworn. So there you go. We also have some community stuff to talk about, because I think that is all the official stuff that I marked down in our show notes. There's one other thing I can touch on first. The loot crate figure for this, I guess technically next month's loot crate, has been revealed. It is Carter, and people in the chat, let me know if this sounds right, and GT, I'll know if this kind of sounds right to you as well. I don't know if you checked out the tweet specifically, but it sounds like they almost might be doing Noble Team for all six figures for this year.
It's possible.
So they say in the tweet, sign up for the full series to collect all members of Noble and this exclusive Spanker pin. So there's a 1 year pin. So they do that for every year that they've done it. And this year for year three is going to be a gold rocket launcher. That's the 1 year pin. But in the tweet, they say sign up for the full series, meaning the whole year, so six crates, to collect all members of Noble and the pin. So it almost sounds like all the figures for this year is going to be Noble Team.
Well, that would make sense.
Just reading the tweet, that's what it sounds like. If people want to confirm that in the chat, which Misa Red says that is probably correct, so... yeah, all of Noble Team is going to be coming through this year's worth of Xbox Legendary crates. And you can get those crates by heading to podtacular.com/lootcrate. And if you use the code podtacular at checkout, you can get $3 off of your crate. And if you want to get the most out of that, you just do one crate subscriptions and then you renew it every time and you use the code and you can get basically $3 off every crate that you buy. And it's $34.99 or $95 per crate, so it would drop you down to $31.99 for every crate. Not quite 10%, but pretty close. And I am just going to check one last time, because we didn't have a Halo update or Halo community update last week, and I just want to make sure that Grim didn't sneak one in before the show. Nope. So
no,
I think that
Grim wouldn't do something like that, would he?
No, there was the one time he did it afterwards. I do not see anything up on the Waypoint blog that is new, so I think we are in the clear, unless he decides to post something later. In which case, thank you, Grim, for making us Grim. Anyways, on to the community news. We have a couple of tournaments happening. Forge Hub just announced a partnership with Battle Pro to bring a 4v4 Evolved tournament. And what they're doing is they're partnering up with Battle Pro, some passionate forgers, and a very heavily customized tournament as far as settings go. So they're really focusing on taking the current Halo 5 engine and changing the heck out of some of the settings and using Forged maps for this tournament. So it's going to be a 4v4 tournament on Halo 5, and they're messing around with a lot of the settings to kind of change the way a lot of the sandbox stuff works. So I had a chance to glance over the announcement a little bit, but they're doing things where they're trying to change the effectiveness of the pistol, change the effectiveness of explosives, grenades, movement speed, all that kind of stuff. They kind of go over how in the past things have been changed to give certain things a little more power, or like either buff or nerf certain aspects of the game to make it competitive. But there are a couple of things that they're doing. In Evolved, they are making it to where three shots will break the shields, and the fourth shot will do a kill with the pistol. And to do that, they increase the player's health to 150%, and they decrease the shields to 70%. So that's one change they're doing.
I wonder how that affects other weapons, though.
It will drastically affect other weapons. They're also making the base movement speed 110%, which has been very traditional of competitive Halo in the past. They did that with Halo 2. They did that with Halo 3. They may have done that with Reach. I think they did that with Reach. They are moving the strafe and forward acceleration to 130%. They also altered the jump height to 120% and the gravity to 110%. So you can jump higher, but you fall quicker. So it's almost like you're in the air a tad bit longer, but not too much to kind of mess with the way that you jump around. They also have changed the melee as a result of changing the base player health and shields. So two punches will land a kill, or three shot in the melee will also do a kill with the pistol. Backsmacks are still there. They've changed frags and sticky related stuff. They've decreased the radius to 70% because of how the blast radius of grenades apparently has expanded over iterative games. So the 70% radius is supposed to make it more akin to Halo 2 and Halo 3. Something to keep in mind, though, with the strafe and default speed being higher, it's easier to evade those as well. That was most of the kind of base player changes that were made. They've also been tuning the weapons, and they've also been, looks like all the maps that they're using, they've rigorously tested for at least 2 months. All the maps are locked in, but they're always looking for more. The maps are analog, and they've actually done us the favor by providing layout drawings of all the maps, which is very handy. Analog, which is for a five flag game. Eclipso, which is also for fly flag, which is kind of it's a doubly symmetric map. Very, kind of has the feelings of Warlock. There's also G-Wiz, which is it for three flag and Team Slayer. Checkmate for Oddball and Team Slayer. Backlash for King of the Hill and Team Slayer. Backlash is one of the ones that actually isn't using straight angles. It seems to be a little more natural in design. Hoodlum for King of the Hill. Colosseum for Three Flag and Team Slayer, and that's one of the built-in maps. And Eden for Oddball, which is also one of the built-in maps. So this is the latest and greatest from Forge Hub, and they are partnering with BattlePro.com to bring this tournament to fruition. No announcement as of dates on when this is starting, according to the... Oh, sorry. That's over at the other side. I didn't look all the way through. Apparently, BattlePro is where that is having more stuff. Pricing is going to be $500. This is going to be taking place on August 10th at 7 p.m. It is free to enter. And it is going to be up to 32 teams, depending on who registers. Looks like registration is open. So if you go over to battlepro.com, go to join tournaments, it'll be the first tournament listed. I'll have to see if we can get them on the show and maybe put together our own team.
Yeah, I won't be on it.
That's all for fun. All for funsies. Tournament game types, since I have this info up, I'll go ahead and read it real quick. Team Slayer, 50 kills in 15 minutes. Three flag is three captures in 30 minutes. Whoa, that's a long time. Five flag is five captures in 30 minutes. There's going to be some long games. Oddball is going to be 200 points in 15 minutes, and King of the Hill will be 200 points in 15 minutes. Clamber is turned off. Sprint is turned off. Movement carrier speed for flag and oddball is going to be 80%. Motion sensor will be off. All Spartan abilities are off. Looks like the power weapons will be limited to sniper rifle, rocket launchers, and grenade launcher. For King of the Hill, they'll have a hill rotation of 2 minutes. Ball respawn will be 5 seconds. Two hits to kill with the ball.
I'm sorry. The ball should be a one-hit kill.
So for the HCS stuff, that's been something that they've been going back and forth with for a while, whether or not the ball should be a one-hit or a two-hit.
The ball should be a one-hit kill.
It hasn't always been a one-hit kill, I think.
Well, I've always thought that it should be a one-hit kill. Because getting two hits in is, for the average player, is tough.
You also have to think about, with the ball, you're able to melee twice faster than someone can melee twice with a weapon.
Yeah, but they can shoot you from a distance, too, and throw grenades.
Yeah. I think it also helps make stalemating not happen as often. I think it helps prevent that. I'm sure they've tested it.
Oh, I'm sure they have. I think it should be a one hit kill.
There's going to be a couple of additional prizing categories. Within these categories, you'll get an extra $5 if you get to the top of these categories. So there's best snipe, craziest comeback, best stick, best epic fail, and best multi-kill. And these will actually be community submitted. The signups for the tournament ends on August 9th at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The tournament begins on August 10th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and it will end on August 12th. And then submissions for the additional prizing is due from the community by August 15th. Round progression. On Friday, there will be best of threes. This is a double elimination bracket. So that means every team will have to get knocked out twice before getting eliminated. So best of threes will be for the first 16 winner bracket games. And then, best of threes will be for the first through 24th winner bracket games. And then losers brackets, first one through the 20. At 9 p.m. will be all the first games. 11 p.m. will be all the second games. 1 a.m. will be all the third games. Saturday will be best of fives. At 3 p.m., there'll be four of the winner bracket games. At 6 p.m., it'll be two winner brackets and four loser bracket games. 9 p.m., two loser bracket games. 12 a.m., two loser bracket games. And on Sunday, championship Sunday, best of seven series, the winner's bracket finals, then the loser's bracket semi and finals, and then the grand finals. First place will get $250, second place will get $150, and third place will get $100. And there is no fee for entry. So there you go. All the details you need for the Forge Hub Evolved tournament. And the other tournament that we have going on is one that's being put on by the Bad at Halo show in T-Lock. If you're in here, feel free to add any additional details. But it is the T-Bag T-Lock tournament. And this is a very different tournament than normal. This is going to be a free-for-all. And the rules are pretty much the person that T-bags T-lock the most wins. that's pretty much it.
Sounds like a game of where's T-lock.
Pretty much. There is a whole bunch of rules as far as the maps and the modes, times and all that stuff. And then stuff to kind of make sure you're not being confused with T-lock. But everything is basically just as many times as you can teabag T-Lock. And I haven't gone through the rules completely yet, but there's probably some clarification on what counts as a teabag. Teabags probably don't count once he respawns, that kind of stuff. But yeah, a very, very different style of tournament. So we might have to get Taz and T-Lock on at some point to discuss what the finer details of this is. But it's a very different kind of tournament that is being put together.
Sounds more like a 1v5 instead of a free-for-all.
Well, it's almost like, remember Headhunter from Reach? And then what was the one in Halo 4? It wasn't Headhunter, but it was the one where if you had the lead, you had the mark over your head. I forget what the game type's called. But it's almost like that. It's almost like, okay, who can find T-Lock? And then there's just going to be a mass of people trying to surround him at the same time. It's this giant game of reverse tag almost. So Confound, it's not teams, it's free-for-all. So you're having to find T-Lock, and then not let other people teabag him. So you have to fend off people, but also kill T-Lock so you can teabag him.
No, I just envisioned, you know, like six people teabagging him all at once.
Yeah, everyone comes to a truce. It's like, we're not going to do anything. We're just going to kill him and then teabag him. Yeah. It's something very, very different. Details are on the Bad at Halo Discord server. If you need the link to that, then just check out the Bad at Halo Show Twitter. It should be in the profile there. And there's a T-Back T-Lock tournament channel, and that has the link to the rules. And then for those that are in the chat, I'll go ahead and put the rules in here as well, if anyone wants to read up on them. Oh, I closed my Chrome browser. That was stupid.
Ah,
oops.
What am I going to do with you, Dust?
You know, I just got to get a night where I'm not frazzled from having to rebuild stuff. That's interesting. I paused the stream, but it's still playing. Figure that one out. And I believe that's it for all of the news that I have. Let me check the show notes again. Yeah, that's it. That's all that's going on this week.
A light week.
Next week and the following weeks, we hope to have guests on the show. If anyone wants to recommend any guests, then please let us know. Hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on Xbox or Facebook. Let us know who you want to have on the show. We're probably going to get the folks on from BellowPro and or Forge Hub to talk about the Evolved tournament. And then we'll try to get Taz and T-Lock on. See if we can get those guys on to talk a little bit more about their tournament as well. And there's some other community stuff that we want to highlight and focus on during the summer. Suggestions are welcome. Please let us know who you want to see on the show. A couple other just community things to point out real quick. Reddit's been filled up with a lot of artwork recently. Seems like the Halo Infinite trailer has gotten a lot of artists excited for Halo. So there's lots of art stuff going on, which has been pretty awesome. I recently was looking for, I was looking for some artwork for last week's show, because I named it the shrubbery thing. And I was looking for Halo bushes, trees, that kind of stuff. And I stumbled up on some concept art stuff, some recent and some old stuff. And there's some very, very talented people out there. If you have an afternoon to kill, just search for Halo artwork and you will be blown away. Either by concept artists who have actually worked or have been commissioned for doing Halo stuff, or just the community in general, because there's some really, really talented people out there. It's just crazy. That is going to be it for the show. Pretty light week. Nothing else to really cover. Well, there is one other thing I forgot to mention. The Halo Hub is having their first community event, which is going to take place right after ours tomorrow. So Dragon Friday starts tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time with JT. And then around 11 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, is when the Halo Hub will be hosting its first community play date, which will be focusing on Big Team Battle. Depending on how many people show up, it'll probably be split lobbies at some point. But if you go over to thehalohub.com, that'll take you to the Discord server. And you can... We're not looking for signups necessarily, but we're trying to get a head count to see how many lobbies we might need tomorrow night. But if you're interested in playing Big Team after Fraggin' Fridays, then we can play Halo all night, basically. We'll do whatever we end up doing with our community for 2.5 hours or so, and then if people want to keep on playing more Halo, then there's more Halo to be had.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It should be interesting. It's been a while since I've hopped into Big Team personally. Whenever I'm doing big party type stuff, it's usually either in Customs or Warzone, or one of the community rotation playlists. So it'll be interesting to get back into some Big Team.
Yeah, we do Big Team from time to time until, you know, the lobby gets too big, which usually lasts for maybe 1-2 games.
That's one thing I hope for Halo Infinite they are able to increase as party size and potentially make some bigger natively or developer made maps, because there are no developer made big team battle maps for Halo 5. So I'm hoping with the notion of Infinite and kind of the inferred direction from the, granted it was a game engine demo, of just being that open world, I hope it's something that they look to make an effort for supporting big team and maybe make it to where it's a 12 on 12 big team.
Maybe. Possible.
I think it could be fun. I mean, big team as far as 8v8 is pretty satisfying as it is, but there's a lot of other games out there that have done 12v12. There have even been some games that have done 16v16. I think it's possible, but it'll just depend on how it fits with the Halo game mechanics, really.
You know, honestly, as long as they give me what I've got now in Halo 5 for multiplayer and add on that, you know, with the exception, I want developer maps.
Yes.
There should be, every playlist should have on disk maps, developer made maps, not forged maps, developer made maps for, you know, every game type. You know, all the game types need to be there. Well, the Forge needs to be there.
If I think they need more game modes too, though, at launch.
Yeah. Well, if they take all the modes they have available now and they're available for Infinite, I think we'll be fine.
Well, they only have five now.
Don't get me wrong. They can add more. I'm not going to argue with that. There's plenty more that they could add. But, you know, they need a good variety of game modes, developer made maps for big team. I just don't want to see multiplayer take another step back. I don't want a Halo 3 clone.
No, certainly not.
You know, me, honestly, I like the movement mechanics of Halo 5's multiplayer. I really hope that they don't jack with that part too much. I know I'm the minority in the community, supposedly. At least I'm part of the quiet portion of the community. But I don't want to see them take another step backwards.
Yeah, there's a couple of things I'd be okay with them taking back, like the thruster or the Spartan charge, I think needs to go. The whole thruster pack piece, I could be okay with that going away. Granted, the whole ground pounding thing is pretty cool, but it doesn't quite make sense if you think about it. Like, I know we're talking about a sci-fi game, but if you think about it realistically, trying to just hover there for up to like 10 seconds or something, that just doesn't make sense. But the sprinting, I think, is here to stay. Clambering, I think, is a cool thing, and it makes sense to have. All the thruster pack stuff, if that went away, I'd be okay. That's just my personal take on it.
Well, Spartan charge, I don't have a problem with, but it needs to be like it was in the beta. One thing changed between the beta and the ship, or the way it shipped. In the beta, if you were facing somebody and they Spartan charged you, you could melee kill them.
I wasn't a huge fan of that, to be honest. That actually was frustrating to me.
Well, the idea, you know, the way, like I said, if it stays. The Spartan charge, one, it should only be a one-hit kill from behind, just like melee is.
Okay.
From the front, they need to do something. Either be a one-hit melee kill on the person that's actually doing the Spartan charge, or something else. You know, just to better combat that. Make it easier to dodge it, or something. Yeah, I really don't care on that. It's just stuff that needs to be played with to figure out what would actually work well with that. But as far as ground pound, don't get me wrong, it's fun to do, but it's not really that practical.
Fair enough.
I mean, you know, honestly, in competitive play, ground pound is not that useful.
It makes for some great clips, though.
It makes for some great clips. I'm not saying that it doesn't. It's a great showpiece or show move, but it really exposes you. And you know, granted, high-end players, professional players would know when to do it and when not. That's fine. But it's just something that I've never really been able to work into my play style. And some people have. Thrusters, I like them. I don't use them as much as other people do. Well, at least not. Well, I guess I do use them, but I tend to use them in a different way than a lot of people. But, you know, I use them more for getting around the map than I do actually dodging. Sprint, I'm totally fine with, especially the way they balance it. It seems to be a very balanced ability to me. Now, there's 5 billion people out there that would disagree with me, but I feel it's very balanced.
Okay.
It gets me in just as much trouble as it gets me out of.
Yeah, it does have useful moments. And, I mean, there's been plenty of times I've got out of dodge because of it.
Clamber, I like. I've never been real consistent with crouch jumping. I mean, I can do it, but it usually takes me a couple of tries. So about the only time I use it, it's when I'm, you know, trying to get to a skull or someplace in a campaign level. You know, it's not something I use that I would ever used really in matchmaking.
Fair point.
If, you know, honestly, if the pros don't like it, then turn off clamber and make them crouch jump.
I think they're still using clamber.
Yeah.
I think that one's here to stay. I think clamber and sprint are here to stay for Halo. I think everything with the thrusters is kind of in question.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure ground pound is probably not going to be there. The thruster dodge is probably still going to be there. I don't know about Spartan charge, though. A lot of people are on the fence about that one.
We could have a roundtable discussion just around Spartan abilities, probably, at some point.
I tell you what, I am chomping at the bit for more information. 343, hint, hint.
It might be a while before we get that.
Please, 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 please.
Everyone wants it. It's just going to be a while. So thanks to everyone. Dates
would be nice, you know.
Gamescom might be the earliest we hear anything, if we hear anything new.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. I don't think we'll hear anything substantial until very late this year or early next.
Yeah, and I'm still not thinking it's going to be 2019. It feels 2020 to me.
It could be. There have been rumors floating around that there may be another Halo game launching in this time between Infinite and now. If that's true, that will help tide people over until Infinite comes out.
Well, there is Fireteam Raven that just came out.
Well, I mean, for console or PC or something, you know, something kind of like a, not necessarily an ODST, but something similar to that.
That's usually a pretty substantial undertaking, though, if they haven't announced it already.
Like you said, it's a rumor. It could be another mobile game, for all we know.
I still need a... I don't think I've actually ever finished Spartan... I think I've finished Spartan Assault. I don't think I've played much of Spartan Strike, actually.
I finished Spartan Assault. I mean, I've played through the entire campaign, including the expansions. But I have not completed Spartan Strike yet.
Haven't done the expansion on Spartan Assault. And I still have a bunch of achievements to do there, too. Thanks for the chat for letting us know that a community update has been posted.
Yay.
Yay. Was able to peruse through it a little bit. Not much new. First thing they talk about was MLG NOLA. And something that they pointed out, which I forgot to point out before, but Berserker Esports, is a Latin American team that actually made the top eight. It's the first time that we've seen Latin America actually break into the top eight of a tournament. So nice. Congratulations to them. That's an awesome achievement. I know last year we saw the Europe folks finally break into the top eight. I think it was six. Was it last year? No, 2 years ago. Making it into the top eight. And now we're seeing Latin America making the top eight. So there's actually some international momentum as far as being able to compete on the level with the rest of the North American team. So that's awesome to see. I like that competition there. There's a little section in here for what to see at San Diego Comic-Con, which is this weekend. There's going to be a Dark Horse signing. That's going to be, if you're in San Diego, at the Dark Horse Comics booth, booth number 2615. You can say hello to Alex Irvine, Jody Hauser, Jonathan Weishak, Tyler Jeffers, Frankie, and Kiki, and get some signatures there. They'll have posters to be signing. Matt Forbick will also be there, celebrating the release of New Blood with a meet and greet at the Scheinman and Schuster booth. That's going to be 11:28. Oh, also, going back to the Dark Horse one, that's going to be Friday from 3 to 3:45 p.m. For Matt Forbick, that's going to be also on Friday at 11 a.m. And then there is the Xbox Gear booth. That is where the sweet new Classy Needler t-shirt can be gotten. That is in booth 100 in Hall A. That is also available up on the Xbox merch store. I will go ahead and link it to the folks in the chat. And you can get it in smalls up to triple X.
Well, that leaves me out.
So close.
So close, yet so far away.
So close. Let's see, what else we have? They talked about the Halo Icons figure, which we mentioned. The playlist update. There's some updates to Halo Wars 2 that is going on. They released another balance update yesterday. And they also invited a small subset of players, various parts of the community, to be involved in a public test server to preview patches prior to release. There's a full list of changes over on the Waypoint forums, but the highlights are the new season has started, season number 11. All playlists are now cross-play between console and PC. 2v2 deathmatch is cross-play. Non-cross-play 3v3 deathmatch was removed from Xbox. First major balance update to Blitz. And daily login Blitz packs are now available. So there you go. There's been a lot of news around Halo Fireteam Raven hitting a lot of Dave & Buster's. There's still not one at mine, which I'm still kind of sad. But John Friend put out a tweet a little bit earlier in the week. Actually, it looks like last week. But Fireteam Raven is planning to come out in 20 different countries. For those that have been keeping track, right now it is specifically exclusive to North America for Dave & Buster's for the initial rollout, but it will be coming to other arcades and other countries later this year. I think we talked about this before, but there is the ability to scan a QR code generated from Waypoint so you can log into your profile for Fireteam Raven, and then you can use that to track your stats.
I'm looking to see if Dave & Buster's has a games available list on their website, but it didn't look like it.
I don't think they do. It's usually just general information type stuff from what I'm familiar with. So you can track all that stuff with your Waypoint profile, which is pretty sweet. They highlighted some tweets from a lot of the folks playing Fireteam Raven, and a lot of folks at New Orleans were actually playing it. So that was cool. And then we get to the very bottom of the update, which is the community spotlight. There's a really cool SFM done by Archangel470 of Noble Team. There's also a drawing by someone that goes by HatCS from Reddit. That's a really cool drawing of Master Chief with a needler pin drawing. There's also Bailey J3. He's been featured before. He's up there also trying to give credence to Carter being inspired by the legendary crate. Also done in SFM. Lots of people doing stuff in SFM these days. There is another Fred piece by Epicman 158, which I believe Pins was calling that one out, which is actually pretty cool. And then down to the hot shots, there's some familiar names. Drax from RUL made it in here. There is some for that are HCS themed, ODST, some highly contrast images, lots of other cool ones in here. So, Ka5, who's one of the Waypoint mods, also made it on the community update as well. So there you go. And thanks, Grim, for doing it after we started the podcast.
Yeah, gotta love Grim.
Someone did mention in the chat earlier that they might may be at San Diego, which could have been one of the reasons why it was late. So I'll give it a pass.
Yeah, I don't think they're at San Diego.
Well, Frankie and Kiki are there.
4-3-4-3-8. You know, some of them might be there for fun, but you know, not as much in an official capacity like they have been in the past.
Right.
I like how Ski Ball is one of Dave and Buster's featured games.
Isn't that every arcade?
I can't say that I've ever been in an arcade that didn't have Ski Ball.
Heck, Halo even has Ski Ball in it, in a custom.
Yeah.
I said that really weird for some reason. A custom.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know where that came from.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to let it slide. But since you did...
And I cost them. That was weird. So that will wrap up the news for tonight. So you can check us out on all of our social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Mixer, Twitch. We have our Xbox Club, our Spartan Company, all that fun stuff. If you just search for Podtacular, you will find us. You can also check out our podcast network. We're part of a network of gaming-specific shows, including Critscast, Guardian Radio, Podcast 76, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. All great podcasts, really pretty much game-specific. Critscast covers TF2, Guardian Radio still going strong, covering Destiny, and Podcast 76 covering Overwatch. You can find out about all those podcasts over at thepodcast.com. Also, make sure you check out the Halo Hub. It is a Discord that is run by our former community manager, Haas, and a couple other familiar faces, Twisted Shots, South, and myself. And it's just a place to highlight a whole bunch of community content that is out there. So, thehalohub.com. is a link that will take you straight to the Discord server. Check it out if you have the time. Everyone is welcome to come and enjoy the content shared over there and post their own content or share other people's content. It's just a place we're trying to promote community content throughout the Halo community. As far as our Spartan Company goes, we haven't quite gotten another kill commendation complete, but we are very, very, very close. We only need 23 more quickly kill 3 or more enemy Spartans. So basically triple kills. Only need 23. I would be very surprised if we didn't have that next week. Heck, we might even get it tomorrow. So that one is there no one else? And our next closest one is Grand Theft, which is hijacking or skyjacking. And we are also very close with that one. We only need 49. Might not be done this week, but it will be very, very close. And fun fact, Marine Kills is no longer our last one.
What?
I know. As far as percentage goes, I mean, it's still insane amount of Marine Kills we need, but Sorry Mate has now taken second to last place to the Pain Train, which is killing Spartans with a shoulder bash. So yeah, all the work that it's funny because I know whenever I'm in there playing with Confal, and you've probably gotten this too, Confal's always going for Marine kills. So thank you, Confal, for your persistence and dedication to getting Marine kills. Thank you. The next book review pins, as we mentioned before, is going to be the Kilo 5 trilogy. I'm about halfway through the first book. I know I'm behind. I will be reading that some this weekend, actually. I have some time actually partitioned out to read it this weekend. And the Halsey Journal, yeah. We're not even going to touch that for a while, so don't even ask. Just next year at the earliest for Halsey Journal.
I like this. I'm about halfway through the first book. You know, I'm about to finish the third book.
Yeah. Didn't get as much reading done in the honeymoon as I thought I would. Cut some, just not as much as I thought I would. But it's all good. I think that is all to cover tonight. Anything else to mention, GT, before we head on off?
No, I do not.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for watching us on the stream. For those joining us on Twitch and Mixer, we appreciate it. We record on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 6 p.m. East or Pacific. And now 2 a.m.? Yeah, now 2 a.m. UTC or UK time. And we have our Fragment Fridays, which GT will be hosting tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday nights is me doing achievements. That's at 10 p.m. And reprising on Tuesday will be me and my wife going through more Halo CE campaign, and that will be starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. That will wrap it up for us tonight. Thank you, everyone, for downloading the show or tuning into us live. Please remember to go review us on iTunes. And if you have another podcast aggregator that you use that has reviews, please review us. We'll be going through those here pretty soon. We're always looking for guests and ways to make the show better. So if you have some guest ideas, please let us know. If you have some ideas on what you would like to see in the show, please also let us know. Have a good night, everybody. I will see you this weekend if you're joining us for the game nights. If not, we'll see you next week. Keep on fragging them trucks.